on the brink of the highest individual score in the history of Test match cricket. The place was the Antigua Recreation Ground, and Lara hadn't slept much the night before at the thought of the day ahead. He wasn't the only one to be nervous, though. Cricket fans throughout the world could feel stomach ulcers forming as he edged towards the total of 365.
What a moment this is. Lara, who went to 365 with four off Andy Carrick a moment ago, faces Lewis. He pulls that away and he's off for four runs. And Brian Lara has become the highest scorer in Test match history. Fans invade the pitch. There are Trinidad flags flying. And Brian Lara has gone to 369. There are hundreds of supporters on the pitch. And that figure that has stood for 36 years, the record of Sir Garfield Sobers, has been broken. And the great man himself is walking onto the field now, flanked by officials.
And Sobers, far from being dismayed at seeing his long-standing record go, was overjoyed that it had been broken by not only such a talented young cricketer, but also a personal friend of his.
I talk to him a lot. If anything goes wrong, if he's anywhere, he'll phone me and he will ask me what is wrong, and I will try and analyse it for him. So it is a relationship between him and I.
Lara's new record of 375 is still only just beginning to sink in, but already a promenade has been named after him in his native Trinidad, and already a Caribbean airline has presented him with 375,000 free air miles.
He hasn't. This was the day when a little man became a giant in world cricket. We'd already seen all the hallmarks of batting genius from Brian Lara as he arrived here with 320 to his name. An abundance of skill, concentration and flair. But the 46 runs he needed to make history were going to be the hardest of his life. At times it even looked that way. Amid stomach-churning tension, his temperament held, and 20 minutes before lunch, the moment arrived. Chris Lewis was hooked for Lara's 45th four. He'd gone to 369. As fans and police ran onto the pitch, Sir Garfield Sobers, the man whose 36-year-old record had just been broken, serenely strode into the middle, and fittingly was the first to offer his congratulations. Lara went on to 375, his 12 hours and 46 minutes at the crease, coming to an end as he was caught behind off Caddick. The 24-year-old made his way to the pavilion beneath an archway of bats held aloft in tribute. Then he told me of the famous four that took him to the record.
That was the greatest feeling I've ever had. I've never expected to reach this far, this early in my career, and getting to 365, people ended the record, you know, it was a great, and just knowing that I just needed one more run to get the score. And I knew from the time he was running up what he was going to bowl, and when I got that ball over my wicket, I was quite happy.
Just quite happy?
Yeah.
Something great, you know, that it's worth for me.
You know, I just look back, I miss my father, who was my biggest inspiration, and I'm really sad he isn't here to see this moment for me, but, you know, I just say thanks to, you know, me and my mother and everyone, you know, my family for supporting me, and it's the best time of my life. I wish they were all here to see me.
Well, Sir Garfield Sobers was there, and he said he was delighted it was Lara who broke his record, and that it was only natural that he should go out to congratulate him.
He knew as long as I was here that I would come up there, because we got a relationship between each other. And it's a lovely relationship. You know, I talk to him a lot. If anything goes wrong, if he's anywhere, he'll phone me and he will ask me what is wrong, and I will try and analyze it for him. So there's a relationship between him and I.
Almost unnoticed, Chanderpaul finished 75 not out, and everything else was really an anti-climax. Atherton, 63 not out, and Robin Smith on 68 played well to take England out of immediate trouble, but they still need another 209 to avoid the follow-on.